every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, with the police report earlier on, you might have heard Matt Cornish talking about, well, the outrageous behaviour of these children and the dangers they're representing. I think six of them. I think 15 and 16-year-olds from Townsville, all the way from Townsville to here. You can imagine the speed they were doing because the traffic on the Bruce Highway is averaging 100 or whatever. And the threat that presented, let alone how they ended up getting the stolen car into their possession, how many stolen cars might they have had before, given the ineffectiveness of our juvenile justice system. Let me just read from the Cairns Post. Grace Mason has done an excellent job, as usual, of this story. It's across pages 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post today. She writes, it's alleged a disability pensioner was held at knife point, an elderly man was threatened, a teenager escaped from a police station, and multiple cars were stolen from Far North homes in a wild Easter long weekend juvenile crime spree. At least 17 youths are accused of more than 70 offences. Some of the more serious charges, including deprivation of liberty, armed robbery, dangerous operation motor vehicle. The spree, which is believed to have involved at least two separate gangs, began on Friday night. The rescue helicopter still helping police track stolen vehicles around Cairns through yesterday. There were also disturbing reports of vigilantes attempting to chase at least one of the stolen vehicles around Cairns streets on, well, yesterday. I haven't found any more evidence of that. If you know something more about that, please let us know. Now, Far North Police Detective Acting Inspector Kevin Goan labelled the alleged attacks on elderly victims abhorrent and revealed extra officers, Cairns Castlereagh Coast Tablelands, had been called in to assist. This is just madness. These are little more than primary school kids. In one of the more heinous alleged incidents, a group of 6 years charged over a spate of offending, which extended Ravenshoe to Winnisfail and as far south as Tully, an 87-year-old man was allegedly threatened in his Ravenshoe home on Saturday night by several youths who allegedly stole his car. It was allegedly driven to Innisfail, then dumped on the side of the highway before the group broke into a nearby home and threatened the 65-year-old female resident and disability pensioner with a knife before stealing her car. I mean, seriously, this is just lunacy that nothing effective is being done. To bring it to an end, Innisfail Police Detective Sergeant Steve Ball said the group allegedly broke in and trashed a service station at Silkwood. There's a photo of the damage they've done. $40,000 worth on page 6 today. Have a look at this. These are children. And anyway, both 14-year-old boys allegedly attempted to carjack many cars. The Bruce Highway Cowley allegedly punching a male motorist in the head. Main offender, 16-year-old, taken into custody. Ravenshoe allegedly managed to flee the police station before a member of the public assisted police recapturing him. It goes on and on. Members of the group, three boys, two girls, 14 and 15, carload of teens arrested Babinda Sunday, allegedly stolen car from Townsville, alleged age, or the age rather, between 13 and 15 from Cairns and Townsville. Look, it is almost by the day getting worse and more ridiculous and outrageous that we can't get leadership in this state to find a way to bring this nightmare to an end. I've got Aaron McLeod on the line. Aaron's the spokesman for the Crime and Action Group here in Cairns. Hello, Aaron.
Good morning, John.
We thought it couldn't get any worse. Listen to that.
Yeah. It's a disgrace, John. I mean, it's absolutely horrific, you know, for the victims this morning. I mean, those elderly people, you know, sitting quietly, peacefully in their own home and they're being threatened with knives. Mm. Their lives today, tomorrow, for all the weeks following are going to be, living in fear.
Yes.
And these events, these experiences that people are having in the community, John, unfortunately, they don't factor in the statistics of the people in charge of the state. And it's not until the people in Cairns and across Far North Queensland and North Queensland are able to get out of their houses and get out onto the street, get onto our website, John, ask the residents of Cairns and Townsville, as far as the Atherton Tablelands, as we know, are affected by this as well, to get onto our website, John, and for people to lend their support to our group, because we need strong voices, John, down there in Brisbane, for those politicians and the heads of department to pay attention to the people of Cairns and Far North Queensland. If we don't get the numbers together, John, they're just not going to listen. Unfortunately, it comes down to vote and it comes down to politicians standing up and representing the people who are being affected by this crime, and they're absolutely fed up, John, as you say.
Well, we have as a community a duty to somehow or other bring an end to this situation where you've got an 87-year-old man, allegedly threatened out his Ravenshoe home, and then they stole his car. Then they allegedly threatened the 65-year-old female resident who's a disability pensioner with a knife. Now, these are the crimes that used to be the exclusive domain of adults. That's long past. With adults, we used to have a way of stopping it. We've now got an absolutely paralysed justice system that allows these kids to, the revolving door system, to recycle these kids again and again. You hear all the time the police know who these children are, but they fundamentally can't do anything about it. You've got a lady on the opposite page there, page 7 of the Cairns Post today, saying, look, if necessary, put the parents in jail. They've got to be penalised because clearly they're doing nothing to stop it. In fact, the intimation in this article is they're encouraging this behaviour. Here's the quote from this lady. They contacted me on the internet after I complained about their kid's behaviour. They can't see nothing wrong with their kid or their nephew, or their nephew stealing our cars. Yeah. You know, this is the mentality. I mean, there's this envy, I presume, or loathing of everybody that's got a car or got a job or whatever. They therefore see that it's perfectly legitimate to steal our stuff, to attack us, to threaten our elderly people and our defenceless women. Look at the danger represented on that run from Townsville to Cairns on the weekend by these children, 13, 14, 15, 16, on the Bruce Highway in a stolen car. Look at the danger that represented to all those families on the Bruce Highway at the weekend. And still we have no effective action to bring it to an end.
That's right, John. Exactly. And it's clear from the Bob Atkinson report that the government have adopted the 77 recommendations that were put to them back in 2019 when this legislation was put in place, is that they had factored in a collateral damage in the community, John, when they implemented this legislation, and that they knew, the government knew, that there was going to be fatalities, that there was going to be serious injury, and that there were going to be elderly people and people in the community generally, and unfortunately, John, it's the women in our community that are affected the most. They're living in fear. And the government had calculated that as part of the implementation of the youth justice strategy.
Oh, God.
And we've now seen those deaths on the roads, John. We've seen those cars turned into weapons. There's been multiple kids killed, a mother with an unborn child killed. We've seen that lovely girl there, in Townsville, Jennifer Board, that got killed unnecessarily. This is the direct impact of government policy, John, and the people are fed up with it.
Mm.
But the solution to this problem, John, and you know this, and you have police come onto your show, the Queensland Police and individual frontline officers do an amazing job. And, without them, we would have absolute carnage and anarchy on our streets. But the solution to this problem, John, as that lady said from Townsville, is that the parents and the culture within the community now has been fanned. It's been radicalised, and the families are saying this is just a bit of fun for their children to go out and commit these offences, John, because they're part of the problem. And parent accountability has been our number one message to the government for the last 12 months or so. And we've been heartened, John, by the amendments that have come through. As you know, we appeared before the Parliamentary Committee here in Cairns, and we put strongly our position that we need to bring in an accessory to the offence charge for parents and guardians, John.
Yes, excellent.
We need to have their parents brought before the magistrate, and they need to ask need to be made accountable to the judicial process. And not only them, John, but the truth of the matter is that most of these serious recidivist offenders, the 300 of them actually across the state, most of them are in government care, John. Most of them are in government care. So the parents out there, they're struggling with these kids, many of them, and they need some support because they're out of hand. But by and large, there needs to be an accountability brought into the court system, into the process. And we believe very strongly that an accessory to the offence charge need to be included in the law, John.
Oh, it's horrifying. You know what just chilled my blood? The use of that term, factoring in collateral damage with this legislation. Collateral damage. These are the lives of our loved ones. These are the lives of our wives, our mums, our dads, grandparents, our children. This is what collateral damage refers to there, and it's just absolutely intolerable. So it we've is. Got to get a community behind. Can I have that website you just mentioned, our community behind the sort of things that you are doing and proposing here? Give us that website again.
Yes, CJAG, so CJAG.org.au.
Please, if you care about these matters, get together. We've got to do far better than this. The lives of our families depend on it. Aaron, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
He's the spokesman for the Crime and Action Group here in Cairns, cjag.org.au.